T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30
with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Okay, Kid Rock.
Wow.
Wow is all we can say.
So apparently we know things about Kid Rock today after a tirade down in Nashville. He likes to drink on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to talk about talk show hosts and his distaste for them.
Well, let's pick it up after his expletive-filled tirade where he said a few choice words about Oprah.
It was at this point that security kind of came over to him and escorted him off of the stage.
This morning he's giving us some hungover insight into why he was going on that tirade. Apparently, a few years back, his people tried to get him to do the Oprah Winfrey
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah.
And her people wanted Kid Rock to write down 5 reasons why he loved her and her show. And Kid Rock said that was the end. He couldn't deal with that. So ever since that, he's hated her.
Here's the weird part when sent out the tweet. In the middle, it looked like he sent out a rainbow flag. And I was like, wait, what? Like, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know if he doesn't know what that flag means or whatnot.
He's crossing his messages.
Yeah. Kid Rock.
Isn't that a weird grudge to hold because Oprah asked you to tell her why you like her show?
He threw out Joy Behar and, like, some other rando, and you're like, who are you trolling? Like Kathy Lee Gifford. Yeah, that was the other one that he said.
Just makes no sense. Guess who's back on YouTube, though? We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
I know, because I didn't know how to do my makeup, and Olivia Jade, you know, Lori Loughlin's daughter,
yes,
is back, but she's not doing makeup tutorials. She's explaining how she can't explain what's going on.
We're going to have to wait some more to get
I get my jail time, too.
Because apparently she knew all about everything that her mother did.
Not a good situation.
And very happy to announce Martha Stewart's 2019 Holiday Gift Guide is here. In case you're wondering, it's everything Martha Stewart has ever made.
Yeah, it's just nothing else. It's just Martha Stewart's Gift Guide by Martha Stewart, bringing you Martha Stewart.
To Amazon to look at that white Christmas tree in a glass cloche.
Yeah.
2.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, not good.
96.5 TIC.